State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. We continue our foster care coverage today with a talk about adoption. Now, the goal for children in foster care is to find them permanent homes. If they can't live with their birth parents, the next best thing might be adoption. But the road to adoption can be bumpy. And for some children, their dreams of a permanent family are dashed before the papers are even signed. 19-year-old Candace Sponis is a blonde tomboy with a 1,000-watt smile. Like a lot of teenagers, she's really into tattoos. She designed the one on her forearm. It's this big floral infinity symbol with an anchor on one end and a rose on the other. In between are the words, "I refuse to sink." It seems to give her strength just looking at it. And she needs all the strength she can get right now. Sponis was really close to getting adopted out of foster care, but then it fell through a few months ago.
It's heartbreaking.
Candace Sponis moved in with her soon-to-be adoptive family just before she turned 18. They planned to adopt her in a year or two. But 10 months in and things were not going well, especially between Sponis and the mom of the house. So Sponis moved out.
And then we just stopped talking. And then she said, you know, I think it's better if we just don't try and force anything here. I wish you nothing but happiness, but it's all that there is. That adoption is never going to happen.
Sponis and the woman who almost adopted her never went anywhere for help to try to repair the relationship. When I spoke to the mom, she said it all just spiraled out of control so quickly there was no time to try and fix it. It's hard to pin down how many foster care adoptions fall through. I've seen national studies that put the rate anywhere between 5% to 25%. And there is no one reason why adoptions fail. Attachment issues are often cited. Sometimes parents have problems dealing with the emotional and behavioral issues many foster care youth experience. But if there is a silver lining to this story, it's this. Help is available.
We get families that call us all the time and say, I just can't do this.
Jane Cullen works at Orchard Children's Services in Southfield, where she runs a post-adoption resource center. The whole point of the center is to help adoptive children and families get the services they need and cut down on the number of broken adoptions.
We have been so successful of going in, providing concrete services, and really having things stabilize.
The Michigan Department of Human Services opened a handful of post-adoption resource centers around the state in 2012. Before that, there was really no one place adoptive foster families could go for help.
I think a family could have got the message, you adopted this child, adoption is forever. Here's some information, kind of try and figure it out.
Now, there's lots of help. Families can go to the center for trainings, for support groups. If there's an emergency crisis at home, the center will send out a caseworker to help.
My name is Ann Lillard, and I live in Milford.
Ann Lillard and her husband, Tim, are regulars at their monthly support group.
We just sit around and talk about our kids, and, you know, we just talk about the problems, and it gives support.
The Lillards adopted their son, Nate, when he was 10 years old. Nate grew up in foster care and lived in roughly 14 different homes before he was adopted. When they first brought Nate home, things were great. But as he got older, he started to act out and do drugs. Nate is now 15, and he lives in a rehab facility at a juvenile detention center. His mom, Ann Lillard, says it's just temporary. She is adamant about that.
Yes, we want him back home. We're not even remotely thinking of giving him up, nothing. One way or another, we're going to get him where he needs to be.
The Lillards are determined to make Nate's adoption work, and they plan to lean on the Post-Adoption Resource Center to help them do it. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.